In thinking, I keep it simple. This is Dr. Harel Bareilly, Dean of the University of Healing, with a thought for today. In thinking, I keep it simple. I was talking with a friend the other day, and she was defining some of the problems that she had. And she took out her dictionary of words and ideas and concepts, and she rattled through them as though she were giving a professorial lecture at some grand great Harvard University or Radcliffe's or something like that. And I told her, I said, "Now what are you doing?" And she says, "Well, I have to work through this concept, and I have to speak of all the aspects of it so that I can understand what I'm doing, and then I can clean my mind of the things that I don't want to experience." And I said, "You have done all of this intellectual work to figure out what it is you're talking about, and then you elucidate that stuff so completely and so beautiful and so fantastically, and then you say to yourself, okay, now that's what I want to get rid of." Well, my goodness, you have built a structure of things you want to get rid of so grand and so glorious that you're going to be a long time pulling down that structure. Why put it up in the first place? When you desire anything, keep it simple. When you desire anything in your life, or you're working on thinking any thoughts, keep it as simple as possible. And the more simple you keep it, the easier it is to manifest it, to experience it, to reveal it in your life. We all want to reveal things so beautifully and so wonderfully in our life. We all want to reveal whatever it is that's important to us. And the trouble that we do is we put it into all sorts of fixtures, all sorts of garments, all sorts of formats that make it difficult to erase, to reveal, to release. And of course, we're not really releasing anything. All we're doing is putting a new cause in motion. And so in thinking of the new cause, I keep it simple so that my mind can readily accept it, readily work on it, readily believe that that is true for me, and then it is done. Now, this is a pretty wonderful concept, isn't it? It's a pretty wonderful idea that we can put this into motion and experience this and know this. And the more that we do that, the more wonderful it becomes, the more fantastic it is, the more glorious it is. It's something for us to think about. In thinking, I keep it simple. No matter what it is I think about, in thinking, I keep it simple. I must remind myself of this too, because as I live in the everyday world, as I live in the experiences that go on about me constantly, I am brought to mind to many fantastic experiences that say to me, "Hey, this is important, this is wonderful, this is glorious, this is grand." And then I look at it and I say, but it's not for me. And here I have given all of my attention to something that somebody else says is wonderful, glorious, and grand, that somebody else thinks is just the most wonderful thing that ever came across the pike in the world, the most wonderful thing that has ever been experienced. And in doing that, what do? I bind myself to it. I bind myself to their thoughts, their way of thinking, their life, their world, the outer expression, and then I have to overcome it. Not really overcome it, I have to put the new cause in motion, which in itself allows no room for the old cause, for the old effect. Now, how would that be? Let's just use it in the realm of healing, in the realm of healing our body. Now, you really have to go to the practitioner and you have to say, "I have a cold and I don't want a cold. I have a cold and I don't want a cold. I have a cold and I don't want a cold." Is that what you say? What you're doing is you're saying you own a cold. A cold belongs to you. You have it. It's yours and you don't want it. And so the law doesn't understand no as a concept. The law only understands to do. And so you're saying, I have a cold and I want it. I have a cold and I want it. Oh my, that's contrary to what you want to experience, isn't it? That's totally contrary. So what is it you want to experience? What is it you want to experience? Good question. Okay. The answer is, presumably, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Or, every organ, action, function of my body is absolutely perfect right now. Well, what does absolutely mean? What does perfect mean? Well, I live in my whole spirit, mind, and body. I live in my whole spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole right now. I am whole. But I'm not. Look, I've got this problem. Hey, you don't know how to drive, but you go to driving school to learn how to drive. And the first thing they tell you in driving school is, you say, I am a good driver. I am a good driver. I follow the rules of the road. I know how to operate my motor vehicle. I am a good driver. They don't say, now let's begin. I don't know how to drive. I don't know how to do this. I am an alcoholic. I am bad. I am ugly. And you see, when you start that sort of thinking, which is okay, but you're going to have to go through the rigmarole of changing your belief about yourself from being a non-driver to being a driver, from being a non-alcoholic to being an alcoholic to being a non-alcoholic. You see, you have to go through all of those situations. I know I'm barking against a pretty big program that Alcoholics Anonymous and Drug Anonymous and all these other fine programs that do excellent work for people, but they're a lot of work. They make you work many, many times to accomplish the simple, wonderful thing that you could accomplish by merely saying, I am master of my habit. I am master of my habit. That habit may be not knowing how to drive. The habit may be having a cold. The habit may be alcohol or drugs. The habit may be anything. I am master of my habit. Keep it simple. In our thinking, I keep it simple. Now, what does it mean to be master of your habit? Well, you really don't know. You really don't know. You have an idea. To be master of your habit means that you allow your habit to be expressed in whatever way you wish. Now, what is that habit that you want to be expressed in any way? My habit is living in a condition of good health at all times. What a wonderful habit. I tell that lovely story about the lady with five children who were all sick, and a neighbor comes over and says, how can you handle them? My goodness sakes, you know, don't you get sick? And she says to the neighbor, my dear, I don't have time to be sick. I must take care of my children. Her habit is not to be sick because she has other things to do. Well, now, she doesn't have to take care of her children. She wants to take care of them, and that's beautiful. But she wants to maintain a life where she is whole and perfect. I don't have time to be sick. What a lovely concept. But it's a better concept to say, I take care of my children. I am whole and perfect. Well, why aren't your children whole and perfect? Because I'm working on them to keep it simple and to keep the same. You just say, you're okay now. All is well. You're whole and better now. When you sit at a sick child's bed, you don't hold their hand and say, you poor child, you're going to die, you're going to die, you're going to die. You hold their hand and you say, you're okay now. All is okay now. All is in order now. You're whole and perfect. All is in order now. Oh, you dear child. Oh, you wonderful child. You're whole and perfect. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You're whole and perfect. You don't sit there and say, you're dead and we're going to bury you in the morning. What a terrible concept. But this is what we do when we say, I am sick. I am poor, I have bad attitudes, and then we experience. But in thinking, I keep it simple. I keep it so simple to say, I am whole and perfect. To say, my creation is whole and perfect. To say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Just keep it so simple, so wonderful. What a wonderful thought for today. What a powerful thought for today. What a meaningful thought for today. In thinking, I keep it simple. Just as the simple words of Jesus were, What wouldst thou of me? I am the Christ. I can only look at you and see you through the eyes of the Christ and see you whole and perfect. Is this what you want to experience? If that is what you want to experience, join me in seeing you whole and perfect. If you don't want to experience that, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do for you, because I can only see through the eyes of purity and truth. I can only see you whole and perfect. We are expected to be the Christ. We are expected to be the Absolute. We are expected to be all that is. We are expected to be God. We are expected to be perfect, even as our Father is with Him. We are expected. These are things that we're taught. Every religion teaches them. Every philosophy teaches it. Man, know thyself. I am thinking, I keep it simple. And when I keep it simple, I can work it easily. The more complex I get, the more difficult it becomes. And as I said to the lady I was counseling with, I said, shut up. Say no more. Speak only that which you want to experience. Do you want the unhappy experience to continue? Then talk about it. If you want the unhappy experience to not continue anymore, then talk about it being a happy experience. That's your choice. That's your opportunity. That's your world. And that's your life. In thinking, I keep it simple. How about you? I think it's a wonderful idea. I love you. I love you. I love you.